Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I think it would be a huge move, a bold move. I think it would be one that would obviously be without unprecedented. Look, we want to get as many as we can out of the vicious cycle of deportation. But I think if the president takes such a move, it's music to my ears that someone would have a source at the White House that say it's 5 million. Let me just say, tomorrow, the next day, and all of this week, we're getting ready.
And we need to get ready. That is the voice, Illinois Democrat Representative Luis Gutierrez on MSNBC. You're tuned to the Savage Nation. And as Dr. Savage says, borders, language, culture. This is a time that people need to be vocal. This is a time that is not music to my ears. That can't be news to anyone's ears that President Obama expected to announce executive action on immigration reform. And what did you just hear? The number that's being reported, kicked around, maybe as many as 5 million illegals. This is a president barely off the golf course. This is a president finds his country under attack. This is a president that finds unrest in Ferguson, an American beheaded overseas, a brush with the Chinese government, problems in Syria, problems in Iraq, and now ready to open up the floodgates. 5 million illegals allowed to stay, legalizing them in executive action. The number for the Savage Nation. This is a time to speak up. This is a time to be vocal. This is a time to let your representatives, people need to find their voice. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Now, this is John DePietro in for Dr. Michael Savage. Just so you know, the doctor is safe. I know some people have been contacting the program regarding the earthquake over the weekend. Dr. Savage is safe. He'll be broadcasting tomorrow. He'll be back with you tomorrow from a secure location. But this is frightening. This should be frightening to everyone. How high is the number? 5 million. The president expected to announce executive action on 5 million, according to Representative Luis Gutierrez, saying, in fact, that their community needs to get ready, that it's music to his ears. How about USA Today with their editorial yesterday? Mr. President, don't do it. President Obama has done his share to fix the nation's broken immigration system. None of this has gotten him anywhere. Now the president is thinking about going it alone, using the executive order to grant a kind of quasi-legal status to undocumented illegals. Our advice, this is USA Today, don't do it. Think how, talk about acting, that goes beyond acting alone. That is acting only in the interest of himself. We are a nation under attack. Look at the other latest news. A Russian tourist climbed to the top of the Brooklyn Bridge, take pictures for fun. Second security breach in a month. And now they're talking about an unsecure southern border. This is the time to be vocal. Is that music to your ears? Is this the way that we govern the president that could barely come off the golf course when we had an American brutally beheaded for the entire world to see? And now when he's going to jump into action, what is it going to be? What's the number that we're hearing? 5 million. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go right to your phone call. Starting on line one, Jim is calling from WJR in Detroit. Jim, you're up first on the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Savage. Hello, Jim.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Very welcome.
Where are our Republican and independent representatives in all this. We don't hear from any of them. It's one catastrophe after another. You can't even keep up with this anymore. Jim,
in all fairness, I mean, it is the Republicans that have blocked the type of amnesty that the president has wanted to put forward, and that's why he wants to go to executive action. Now, how is he going to? Here's the question you have to ask. And again, if you'd like to call into the program, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. I recommend, listen, go to the website, michaelsavage.com, and you can read for yourself, Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth. You can pre-order it now. It's due out October 7th. But this is a president that has failed in Washington. Stop Obama from declaring martial war, as Michael Savage says. This is a president that has failed in Washington. He's barely even protecting us. He obviously is not protecting Americans overseas. And what is his solution to the problem? Now he's going to open up the floodgates, 5 million illegals to come in, and you have some, like Gutierrez, cheering him on, saying it's music to his ears. Let's go to line two. Don is listening on WMAL. Don, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Don.
Hey, John, thank you. Thank you so much. Look, as I express my opinion to the call taker, I am really upset, ticked off, and about everything that's going on. Specifically, I hate to see a young man lose his life in a situation like that. But what in the world do we need all these dignitaries attending the funeral? I just don't get it.
You know, thank you for the call, Don. That is a very good point. For those that didn't see it, people are busy, but today was the funeral for Michael Brown. How about the White House sent more representatives to that funeral than they sent to the Margaret Thatcher funeral? You tell me who has contributed more, whether it be Michael Brown, the gentle giant, as he was described. Michael Brown's family says he was a gentle soul. President Obama, the Obama administration, more White House officials at the Michael Brown funeral than that attended for Margaret Thatcher's funeral last year. 1-855-400-SAVAGE is our phone number. 1-855-400-7282. I recognize a lot of people are on vacation. I recognize that it is the final week of summer. This is the time to be vocal, though. This is a president that is expected to take action through executive action. He is expected to basically allow 5 million people in the coming days. President Obama going to announce in coming days a series of executive actions on illegals. It appears increasingly he's going to deal with it more than just even simply suspending deportations. Instead, no, 5 million overnight would become legal. Let's go to line three. Rita is listening on KSFO. Rita, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Rita.
Hi. I just don't know what we can do as a people. It's infuriating because my husband says impeach, impeach. But, I mean, you can't even go against this guy. You can't say nothing about him without you being considered a racist. So what do we do? How can we? Oh, my God, this is ridiculous. It's a joke, but it's not funny. You know, he's 5 million people. He's going to give them legal status. This country isn't the country I grew up in. I'm ashamed. I'm scared. I don't know what's down the road for my kids and my grandkids. It's just a nightmare.
Rita, think of the drain on social services of 5 million people. Basically, overnight, boom, going on all social services. Rita, think what that does to the emergency rooms. Think what that does to the school systems. Think what that does with all these people reaching out and draining all our services. And Rita, not even doing it the right way. Is this passed through Congress? Now, Rita, you asked what you should do. People have to contact their representatives. Rita, people have to jump into action. You can't have the president fail trying to get this passed and just decided he starts to do it on executive action. Now, what does your husband say to impeach the president?
Oh, yes. He wants him impeached. You know, but I mean, you know what? I really believe that if anything happened to him, God forbid anything happened to him, that we would go into a civil war in this country. I think we'd be in a big mess.
Thank you for the call, Rita. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. You know what's amazing about this editorial that was in USA Today yesterday saying, Mr. President, don't do it. We know, USA Today editorial writing, we know that you would like to take executive action. Don't do it. Are they going to accuse, USA Today, are they part of the whole right-wing conspiracy? I think that's a pretty mainstream type of paper, don't you? Is this part of a Fox News? Is this the whole conspiracy, racist, conservative theory that they put forward? A president who's about to act, a president who made the announcement on James Foley, and then even as Maureen Dowd went after him yesterday, then immediately 30 minutes later, dashing back out to the golf course, as the Foley family, you know, what do they recount? They recount that they received a phone call from the Pope. How can our country, wherever you're listening to this program, how can we absorb 5 million people that don't belong here? Why are you going to reward 5 million people that broke the rules? Why are you going to reward 5 million people that think freedom is everything is free? What does that mean for your school system? What is the message? What does that go to your children? What about someone that needs to take their child to an emergency room or find a doctor? 5 million people. Are the people with him? No. Could the president do this successfully through Congress? No. How is he going to do it? Through executive action. Absolute disgrace. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Remember, the website is michaelsavage.com. We'll continue. More of your phone calls coming up on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN.
One 855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282 is the phone number. You're tuned to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro once again sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. The website is michaelsavage.com. The Dr. Savage will be back tomorrow broadcasting from a secure location. He is safe, getting email, tweets. John DePietro show on Twitter asking, is the doctor okay? Was he okay in the earthquake over the weekend? The doctor is okay. But the big news today is apparently President Obama getting set to take executive action on the Dreamers. I'm so tired of hearing the term Dreamers. The Dreamers. 5 million is the number being thrown around that could be allowed to stay. Illegals. Let's go out to your phone calls. Starting with Larry on line 7, listening on WABC. Larry, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Larry.
Hi, John. Good job.
Thank you, Larry.
This is ridiculous. 5 million? There's closer to 20 million illegal immigrants in this country. Okay, and this is all because of the Hart-Celler Act of 1965. The 14th Amendment has been bastardized by the left in this country and has conveniently taken out the line or ignored the line and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. A baby born in this country, which is known today as anchor babies, are not automatic American citizens. They are subject to the jurisdiction of the country of origin of their parents. Okay, this is what's going on in the educational institutions and the media today. They're making everybody believe in the last couple of generations that a baby automatically born in this country is an American citizen. They are not. Okay, here's the real problem with these 20 million or so illegal immigrants, and they will all get amnesty. There ain't going to just be a few of them. They're quadrupling their numbers here. And each baby that's born here, they have their hand out. They're on Medicaid, they're on welfare, they're on Section 8 housing and such. I mean, they didn't come here like last immigrants that came here to work hard and be American citizens. They bring their culture and traditions with them. They don't care to be American citizens. They're here to reconquer America. Because that's what they're taught and that's what they believe. They're not here to be acclimated into American society and culture. And it's destroying our country. But this is yet another pinprick towards the patriots in this country to start doing something. And the revolution is coming, but this they want also.
Larry, not only that, how do you stop it at 5 million? Who's to say 5 million? How do you tell the difference of whether it's 5 million or 6 million or 7 million? When you get into those kind of numbers, Larry, how do you shut off the faucet?
They don't. But, John, they've been talking about 12 million illegals in this country for the last 10 years. And Michael is right. It's closer to 20 to 60 million. I mean, they're everywhere. But this is the demographic change that the left wants to bring to this country to destroy its sovereignty and everything else about America.
Thank you for the call, Larry. Let's go out to James on line 6, listening on WBAP. James, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, James.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Very well. Go right ahead, James.
Thank you very much for bringing us the facts about all those issues. And great point, Larry, as well. My comment is, what is there that we Americans can do to stop this? It's getting ridiculous. I'm fed up, but I'm sitting here as a, small little guy in Dallas, Texas, and there's nothing I can do about it. So what is there that we can do to stop this as a nation?
There is, James, and that is you have to get vocal. We're going to, first of all, you have a great governor in Governor Perry. We're going to play some of his comments coming up. That is a very good question, and the answer is you have to reach out to your representatives. We do have representatives. You may say you're just a small guy in Dallas, but wherever someone may be listening, you have representatives in Washington. President Obama may take executive action, but if he has total revolt and total backlash and people standing up to him and saying, Mr. President, we're not going to allow you to take executive action, to allow 5 million on top of that, how do you shut off the 5 million? We are under attack. They are so brazen as to behead one of our own overseas, and now the borders opened up, and now the president, who has failed in the passage of trying to get any type of immigration reform passed, now wants to go to executive action. People have to speak up. Our phone number 1-855-400-7282. You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. More of your phone calls as we continue.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Secure the border of Mexico with the United States, Texas will.
It is 5 million. Then that would be five times as many as when the president freed the Dreamers from deportation. When he instituted DACA in June of 2012, when he said, we're not going to deport any more immigrants that arrived here as children. And you saw, how was it that our community was ill-prepared, right? The structures were not in place to help those people.
That is the voice, well, voices, I should say. The first voice you heard was Governor Perry saying, if Washington won't, then we're going to protect our border, secure our border. The second voice, well, that is Representative Gutierrez on MSNBC saying that he expect maybe as many. President Obama expected to announce executive action on immigration, and he's telling people, get ready. Music to my ears. Chris Jansing saying senior White House officials expect the president to grant executive amnesty to around 5 million illegals after his European trip, when he comes back next week. You're listening to The Savage Nation, sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is John DePietro taking your phone calls at 1-855-400-7282. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go out to your calls. Ian is listening on line 3, listening on WABC. Ian, you're up on The Savage Nation. Hello, Ian.
Yeah, I'm a small contractor in New York, Oceanside, Long Island, and I lose more work to companies that hire these illegals, and he's going to let more flood in here, and that's so unfair because I'm in my prime, and I keep hearing, what about these poor people? But what about all the houses? I used to shovel the snow, rake the leaves, and now I'm a contractor, fifth generation, and everybody's as patriotic as who they hire because they love to hire the companies that come with a real cheap price tag and don't play by the rules. and that affects me. And another thing I'd just like to bring up with Rick Perry is I remember him giving in-state tuition, and that's when he fell off the chart and went off the cliff with, when he was running against Mitt Romney. So he better be telling the truth and not just, you know, trying to fool us around a bit.
Thank you for the call, Ian. You know, if anything, Governor Perry's been under fire, and I think at least he's standing up. At least we have someone saying that if Washington won't protect us, then I will. Don't you see what's happening? The president is allowing, look at the unrest in the country. Look at the way the situation in Ferguson was allowed to fester and blow up. Look at the way our own police are under attack. We are facing threats internationally with this ISIS group. Just this past weekend, law enforcement had to warn people, be on the lookout. And now 5 million flooding in. We have a process in place. You're supposed to get it through the House, then you're supposed to get it through the Senate. And what does it tell you? Is President Obama acting on your behalf by just deciding on executive action? Who is he playing to? Is he playing to your wishes? Who is this going to benefit? Why does he want to allow 5 million people who broke the law, who don't belong here, who are going to be a drain on our services? You can't look at it than anything other than as an attempt to try to change the Democrat Party, flood a bunch of people into Texas, and forever change presidential elections. There's no other reasonable explanation why you would bring such a drain on your system of 5 million people that basically don't offer us anything, that immediately need help, that immediately want to sponge off the system. Chuck on line 4 is listening on KSFO. Chuck, you're on the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, John. Thank you for having me on. So just something for your callers to keep asking what we can do. Number one, take into consideration, when you call your representatives, basically remind them that, number one, an executive order is not a law. It's no different than, like, for example, a president or a head of a corporation that tells his employees what to do. Now, in that, you cannot break existing statutes or laws, and you can't violate the Constitution. And that person would be held responsible. Thus, and for example, if the president goes through and tries this, he's breaking the law for existing laws because he's supporting those. Now, what they might do is say, oh, it's executive privilege. Executive privilege only works when you're talking about the security of the nation. And I guarantee if you took this to court, 5 million or whatever million people illegally here that you don't know any of their backgrounds, that's in the favor of the security of the United States.
I know. But Chuck, how do you then stop it once they're in? And on top of that, Chuck, what is this? You know what this really sends, Chuck? What is their biggest fear? People in illegally, Chuck, in the country, their biggest fear is what? Is deportation. And think how, Chuck, isn't that being wiped off the table if he's saying that 5 million can now legally stay here?
Yeah, it's like, and they're not responsible for their actions. They can do whatever. They've already proven, you know, other things. So what I would suggest to people is, as you said, you know, contact your representatives. There's five individuals or five groups you want to contact. You want to call your governor. You want to call both of your state senators. You want to call your local district House of Representatives member. And you also want to call, obviously, the White House. And if hundreds of thousands or millions of people do this in unison and start, you know, just, you know, telling them this is the way it's going to be, they're eventually going to listen. If they don't, well, you know, there's alternatives, too. So.
Well, thank you for the call, Chuck. Folks, 1-855-400-SAVAGE is our phone number. 1-855-400-7282. Madeline is next on line 9, listening on WABC on the Savage Nation. Hello, Madeline.
Hi, John.
Hi, Madeline.
I just want to let you know that I'm really tired of the offensive and the statements that you're making about all of these Dreamer kids. They're such exaggerations. Most of the ones that I know are in college or in high school. They're students. They were brought here by somebody else, obviously. They didn't come here on their own. And I actually have a cousin who is now 21. He's been here his entire life. He came here as a newborn. He was brought here.
From where?
I'm sorry?
From where? What country?
He was brought here, and then his parents left.
From what country, Madeline?
I'm sorry, I just said Ireland.
Ireland, okay.
And he was raised here. The only thing he didn't do was be born here because he had no control over that.
Yeah, but they're not Americans, Madeline.
Not yet. And I know he's been filing all kinds of papers with, I don't know what the ICE, immigration, for many years now. But he qualified for the DACA program.
Madeline, these kids need to go back to their home countries and improve their countries there. Don't you see that?
The European country that your parents came from, wherever it is your relatives were from.
Italy and Ireland. But that was back in 1890. This wasn't 2014. And Madeline, you know, they didn't have services. They didn't suddenly start getting everything for free, Madeline. These kids coming in over the border, Madeline, they don't you understand? You're being selfish. They have to go back to their homelands.
To pay for his own tuition, if he needs a doctor, he pays out of pocket. Please stop exaggerating and saying that every single one of them is draining the system, because that's absolute baloney.
They are draining the system.
No,
we can't afford. You pay for them. Why are we now going to try to support 5 million people?
He's supporting him. He's been self-supportive.
You know, you're mentioning your own personal experience, but Madeline, all the border kids, what countries are they from? Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. Why are we taking these children in and then all the adults that come with them? Aren't you, Madeline, worried about the security of the United States?
They're not going to do anything to the United States other than add to it.
They're not going to add to it. Let them add to their own country, Madeline. They're not Americans. What part of that don't you understand?
What part of humanity do you not understand? These children, they're not even kids anymore. They're adults for the most part now. These DACA people, they're not kids. They're full-grown adults.
Good. They can go back to their own countries as adults.
Most of them don't speak the language that they originally were born.
You said he's from Ireland. I think that's pretty easy to figure out. We'll get him an Irish accent.
That's one, but I also have friends who are not from Ireland.
You said Ireland. That's what you had said.
What?
Madeline, the fact is, this is going to be a drain.
You are very ignorant.
It's not a matter of that, Madeline. Why? We can't help all these people. Each year, 80 million born into poverty. Madeline, why don't you name all the other countries you want all the poor people of the world to come from?
Hateful. I think you're also very racist.
It's not a racist. Listen, we can't take care of all these people. It's very simple. Help them in their own countries. That's what we should do. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Remember, the website is michaelsavage.com. Kevin is next, calling in, listening on WABC. Kevin, you're next on the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Michael Savage. Hello, Kevin.
John, you're doing a great job. That caller before I got on just now, my blood pressure's through the roof. The reason she came out by calling you a racist is because the argument at that point for her is null and void. And that's what we got to stop listening to. To get to my point, because my head's going to pop. Our so-called constitutional law professor, Barack Obama, told an audience on El Telemundo that the United States is a nation of laws, and he alone could not by himself do immigration reform, and that Congress had to pass a law for him to sign. Where is the law, President Obama? Two, you were right about a drain on our system and our resources. I live in New York City under Comrade Bill de Blasio, who took $19 million for your listeners across the country, $4 million for lawyers to represent illegals that were picked up by ICE and that are sitting in a Jersey federal lockup. $15 million for an ID card program for these illegals. Are we not a nation of laws anymore? Or is it just the hell with the Constitution? Let's have a town hall burning of laws and the Constitution, because these people don't believe in laws. They do what they want when they want. They use the law when they want to, and it is disgraceful. I don't know what country I'm living in anymore. I'm 50 years old. I'm a retired law enforcement officer. Quick story. I locked up a Mexican kid who robbed two Mexican workers on a corner in Sheepshead Bay with a machete. I locked him up. I tried my best all night to do the paperwork and speak Spanish. You know what he said to me?
What?
Hey, officer, your Spanish sucks in the morning when I took him down to court. All right? This is what you're dealing with. They take advantage of their own people, rob them, extort from them because they know they're not going to go to the police. Why? Because then you're going to lock them up.
That's right. You know, Kevin, you know what's amazing is they think Americans are completely stupid for allowing them to come in here and manipulate the system, don't they, Kevin?
Oh, they manipulate the system as soon as they get across the border. There are people that know exactly when they're going to need kidney dialysis that run across the border to Texas, get their health care, and then run back to Mexico.
Thank you for the call, Kevin. Excellent. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Our phone number is 1-855-400-7282. Remember, for your vacation, or even today, make sure you order from michaelsavage.com, Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth. Now, it's due out October 7th. You can pre-order it right now if you go to michaelsavage.com. This is horrific. This is disgraceful. President Obama, who has failed in the method of trying to get this passed through Congress, completely failed. Boy, this is the Obama post-presidency. I mean, he does not. Have you ever seen anyone more checked out? He doesn't seem to care about anything other than, as Maureen Dowd even wrote, sinking a birdie putt. That's it. He's given up. You know what? I don't care. Somebody gets beheaded, I don't care. Let me know I'm going to play 18. As far as getting immigration passed, I'm just going to do executive action and let 5 million come in. I don't care. I'm checked out. Acting like a former president. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You're tuned to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. More of your phone calls continue.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
One 855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. You're tuned. Well, this is the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Out to the phones. Line 5 is Harry, listening on WVNN in Alabama. Harry, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you very much, man. Wanted to make a comment to the young lady that called in earlier that called you a racist. You know, she claims that they're not a draw on society. My experience is I worked for a friend of mine who just went through 8-9 years of school to become a doctor. These people are going into his office, having their children, and then running out. They put him out of business because that's the way our system has been designed to take care of these illegal aliens. Nobody's racist. Nobody's, you know, I'm tired of being called a racist. I'm half black, half Mexican, and well, not half. I'm a third of each, Mexican, black, and white. I'm not racist. And I'm tired of them telling me that it's okay to bring them over here and then to tax me and make my family to where I can't get ahead. You know, we're Americans. We were born here. Unfortunately, they were not. And I agree that they can come here and do it the right way. And every man has the right to better himself.
Harry, they put your friend out of business, though? Just mention again quickly, what would they do? They would just go in and out of your friend's business?
Yes, my friend was a doctor. He opened up a clinic, and he was, you know, he did maternal. So for about 4 or 5 years straight, he was getting illegal aliens, and I'm going to say, you know, of the Hispanic gender, because I met most of them. They would come in and get all the services they could from him, and then when it came time to pay, they would just grab their child and run.
Harry, thank you for the call. More phone calls coming up. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. The website is michaelsavage.com. You're listening to the Savage Nation. John DePietro in for Dr. Michael Savage right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
This is not about you.
Not at all. Not at all.
This is about justice. This is about fairness.
1-855-400-7282 or 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You're listening to the Savage Nation. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro. The doctor will return tomorrow. Dr. Savage will return. He'll be broadcasting from a secure location tomorrow. He is fine. I know there was an earthquake over the weekend. The voice you just heard, you can't get any more despicable than that, than MSNBC's Reverend Al Sharpton. Not about you. No, it's all about him. You know, the way he has conducted himself, the administration have conducted themselves, it is so despicable. Look what's going on, where today was the funeral for the teenager shot, Michael Brown. Still turmoil, unrest in Ferguson. You had people, friends of the officer, Darren Wilson, protesting over the weekend, trying to raise money for that officer. And someone like Sharpton, who has been on the ground, creating unrest on the ground. We've all watched that has happened. The president not even bothering to go to Ferguson. You had an American decapitated last week. Reports today, President Obama set to give amnesty to 5 million illegals. What is happening in the country between people like Sharpton? Well, let's face it. I mean, he earns his living and is be given, you know, who's getting more out of this whole thing than Al Sharpton? He always has. Between being the point person on the ground, to the president giving him his credibility, to MSNBC giving him a wider audience. And this is all from the president that was supposed to bring everyone together. I'd like to hear, cut four of Reverend Al Sharpton today speaking at the Brown funeral. And wait till you hear some of the clips from Reverend Sharpton at that funeral.
They're heartbroken, their son taken, discarded and marginalized, and they have to stop mourning to get you to control your anger. Like you more angry than they are. You don't understand that Michael Brown does not want to be remembered for a riot. He wants to be remembered as the one that made America deal with how we gonna police in the United States.
It's not an easy job being a police officer. And then keep in mind, this was Michael Brown's father on the Today Show. I believe it's cut 20.
Feeling like a dog on the street. My son was out for 4.5 hours on the street on a hot day. They pushed us back, sick dogs on us, to move us back. Treated us like we weren't part of his family. Something needs to be done about all this.
Let's go out to the phone calls. Again, 1-855-400-7282 if you'd like to join the program. Donna is on line 4, listening on WMAL. Donna, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Donna.
Hello, John. What we're witnessing is not just a
change of the demographic in this country. But it's something that I believe is called mutually assured economic destruction. It's something that a group called the United Abominations, otherwise known as the United Nations, I believe is working in concert with Obama to accomplish. And this is so sad to me because it definitely correlates with what's going on in Missouri. You know, people like poor Madeline are people they refer to as useful idiots who are doing whatever they can to stir up the masses and divide and conquer this country. And what is it going to take for people to just step up and do something about it? And I'm not talking about those who are instigating the problems. I'm talking about the rest of us who are sitting by idly watching our country falling apart before our eyes. It is a very alarming time in this country, and we cannot rely on people that we thought we could. So we have to find another means to, do the right thing.
Thank you for the call, Donna. You know, I was looking at the Daily Mail. I love the Daily Mail. And listen to the way he's now being described. Michael Brown, he prophesies his own death. Michael Brown's stepmother describes how Teen was, quote, dreaming of death, seeing pictures of bloody sheets on clotheslines. Weeks before he was shot and killed by a white cop. She said she was in the hospital a month ago. He told her she was afraid he would not make it. Also, Cal Brown, who's married to Michael's father, said she and Mike have been having conversations about God during the course of the summer. And this is all at the service attended where you heard the words of Al Sharpton there, Jesse Jackson, Spike Lee attended. And again, it is complete war on the police, our urban soldiers. Let's go to line 9. Kenzie is calling from Columbus, Ohio, listening on WTVN. Kenzie, you're up next on the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Michael Savage. Hello, Kenzie.
Yes, how are you, sir?
Very well, Kenzie. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, I hope nobody gets mad. I was going to kind of change what I said to kind of reference what the young lady before said. You know, there's a solution to this problem. As far as the kids coming across the border, the issue in Ferguson, there's one simple problem. It's our government in the total that's doing the whole thing. It's not just one. It's not just this one. It's every one of them. You know, our founding fathers wrote it in our Constitution and our Declaration that if and when the government becomes destructive, it is the right and it's the duty of the people to alter or abolish it and to instill new government. Why the people have not stood up and done that yet is beyond me. It is truly beyond me. We have the right to do so. It is still set. Obama hasn't changed those rules yet. He's trying. Because he doesn't think that, you know, many people realize that that clause is in there. It's there, and it needs to be done.
Thank you for the call, Kenzie. 1-855-400-7282. Line 4. Let's go to Mike, who's listening on WMAL. Mike, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mike.
Hello, sir. I think Reverend Al Sharpton should have charges of inciting a riot brought up against him because I think that if you or I would use the kind of language to stir up the people in Ferguson that he has been using, you and I would be put in jail.
Well, you know, think of the platform, Mike. I mean, number one, he works for MSNBC. Number two, I mean, this is someone that's been a huckster for a long time that goes in. And, Mike, thank you for the call, Mike. It raises a good point. I mean, is this really someone that's brought in to trouble the unrest or cause more unrest? You know, what have we learned? We heard that the officer had facial wounds, that the officer, his friends have said that was out of character for him, that he was attacked, that he was maybe afraid for his own life. You've had no leadership from the president at all, no leadership from Washington. I mean, the president could barely be bothered to interrupt his vacation. Think of that. He could barely be bothered to interrupt his vacation when the American was beheaded, when James Foley was decapitated. And to allow all of this play out, it is so unfair to the police, the men and women that put themselves on the line every single day. Line 8 is Dominic, listening on WJR. Dominic, you're next on the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Michael Savage. Hello, Dominic.
John, Madeline, she needs a couple savage lessons, I think. Because any 21-year-old kid, out-of-pocket expense for medical, I don't think so. He's not even going to get a job under this president.
That's right.
And, you know, what I'm seeing around here, I'm in Ann Arbor, many, many liberals around here, and these folks aren't fazed by anything. They're eating all this liberal information up. We have to focus on what's real, and that's ISIS, and that's my call.
That is exactly right. Thank you for the call, Dominic. You know, this is a time you would think that the president, Washington, would try to bring Americans all together based on, you know, the fact that we have a real terror threat overseas. Line three is Bob listening on KVOR in Colorado Springs. Bob, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Bob.
Hello, sir.
Hello there.
Yes, I think what we're looking at is we have capitulated so often to the vocal black community, not the black community, the vocal black community, that now they're able to argue both sides of the coin. They didn't do the investigation fast enough the Sunday after the shooting. They didn't get the body up fast enough, but they were waiting for forensics. You know, it's like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, you know, and I think someone needs to step up and go, you know, the Sunday after the shooting is a little unreasonable to demand a different investigation.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, Bob. But keep in mind, you know, Eric Holder, when he went in, you have to ask yourself, did he make the situation better or did he just kind of inflame the crowd more? Did he truly try to improve the situation or did he just get everyone a little more riled? Sal is on line two, listening in Tallahassee on WVFT. Sal, you're next on the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Michael Savage. Hello, Sal.
Yes, hi, John. Thanks for taking my call today. A couple comments. I don't know where to begin, really, but my mom, I'm first-generation American. My mom came here from Europe. She had to follow all the rules to go through the immigration process. It was very difficult for her. She was German. She is German, actually. She's still with us, thankfully. But anyway, the situation was a lot different when she came to this country. Very hard for her. They're making it too easy for people to come to this country. They don't want to speak English. They want to maintain the language of the origin of their country. They want to come to this country to change this country to the similarities of the country that they came from. But the one thing is that our country has that those countries don't have is an extreme amount of wealth, and that they know that they can get things here for free. And I live in Florida. Are you still there?
I'm listening to you.
Yeah, I live in Florida, and our governor's a Republican governor. We're a Republican-controlled state here. But I'm afraid that the farm has already been sold at the national level. And now what we have is we're having our state leaders, our governors, capitulating to what they perceive to be as a failure on the federal level to uphold the laws. And so rather than try and maintain some order in the states that they're representing, they're capitulating and giving the farm away in the state. For instance, our state passed a law allowing in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. I just got married for the first time at 50 years old last summer, okay? My wife is from Ohio. Her kids came down here to go to college, actually followed her down here when she married me with the hopes of going to a Florida university. They have to pay out-of-state tuition, yet our governor just passes a law allowing in-state tuition for illegals and undocumented people.
Sal, thank you for the call, Sal. That is not the way it should work. But listen, we don't have leadership. We don't have someone stepping forward. Who is speaking out on behalf of the people as opposed to just pandering? Our phone number is 1-855-400-7282. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Our website is michaelsavage.com. You're listening to the Savage Nation. More of your phone calls straight ahead.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Now, Brother Preston is soaring with eagles high above because he lived a life of love. Yes, he's flying way up high because he was a super cool guy. He's gone away too soon, it seems, leaving behind his unfinished dreams. Yes, we remember Preston Blake, a man with faith no man could shake.
a strength no man could break, a character no man could fake. For goodness sake, let's eat some cake.
Amen. You imagine the heartbroken, their son taken, discarded and marginalized
today,
and they have to stop mourning to get you to control your anger like you more angry than they are.
It's Reverend Al Sharpton speaking earlier, at least the second call was, at the Michael Brown funeral. You're tuned to the Savage Nation. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can call in 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. Let's go out to your calls. Line 6 is Joe, listening on WMAL. Joe, you're listening to the Savage Nation with John DePietro sitting in. Hello, Joe.
Hi, John. I'm sorry. Your last caller hit it on the head, but I called about the immigration thing. I wanted to let you know about my experience that I just had with Senator Mikulski.
Okay.
I live in the wonderful rain tax state. I called Senator Mikulski's office in Washington, telling them my concern and for her to do everything in her power to stop the president from signing the executive order.
Yep.
Her staff member, under his breath, called me paranoid, and I said, excuse me?
Whoa.
And he said, paranoid.
Whoa.
I said, what is your name? And he said, my name is Goodbye, and hung up on me.
What?
So, Senator Mikulski, if you're listening, you have a very rude staff.
Wow.
What is in Washington right now?
Joe, someone has to speak up. The president cannot act on his own like this, Joe.
Exactly, and that's, I think, every citizen needs to wake up. The immigration, what's happening with the Missouri, the ISIS. We are living in dangerous times, and people aren't seeing this.
Joe, what kind of leader would just on his own decide to bring in mobilize 5 million troops who pledge loyalty to him? How is that leadership? Is that what the U.S. presidency brings you, that overnight you declare 5 million people can stay here legally, not through Congress, not through the House, not through the Senate, not through Congress? He decides 5 million that then have loyalty to him are allowed to stay in the country. Does that sound like the United States, Joe?
No, that is not the United States that I grew up in. And I think that my parents are no longer alive because they're probably rolling over in their graves right now.
Joe, President Obama will say, you know, well, you know, I'm not a dictator. I'm not a king. You know, don't call me that. I'm just a regular president. Like, Joe, these are the actions, totally circumventing the process. And again, for those that are just waking up to this story, we're learning through NBC News, Chris Jansen, MSNBC, and also Illinois Democrat Representative Louis Gutierrez, that expected soon the president is going to grant executive amnesty to 5 million illegals right after his European trip. Now, here's the thing, Joe. You have the border states that are completely, everyone actually, at the seams. All these people demanding social services. Joe, I just saw online that how about the patient they were trying the Ebola virus drug on has died. And when you see the picture, people are lined up dying of that. And you mentioned ISIS, Joe. Let's be truthful, Joe. We don't know who's coming in the country, what their agenda is. And, Joe, what's so remarkable is the president, he seems completely disengaged, completely unconcerned that we are under attack and enemies of the country are coming in, and now he's ready to grant 5 million amnesty, the ability to stay in the country, and their only loyalty is to him. Joe, how is this possible?
The big picture, too, because ISIS have already started to infiltrate with just some of the gangs throughout the area, and all of them are trying to convert these kids to the Islamic faith, and they are teaching them to be radical. And people don't realize that they're here in the United States. People need to wake up to that.
Thank you for the call, Joe. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. I want to remind you, Dr. Savage will be back with you tomorrow, broadcasting from a secure location. But this is the news that hit today, that the president, you know, just his actions of last week, seemingly completely unconcerned. I mentioned even Maureen Dowd, one of the most liberal columnists you will find with the New York Times, yesterday in her column, In golf we trust, so help me golf. 7 trillion rounds ago, 4 caddies brought forth on the continent. Maureen Dowd jokes that the reason the president go to Ferguson is because they don't have a golf course. That instead, you know, this is someone that ran out, showed, did he really seem upset about James Foley being decapitated? And then runs right back out moments after making, condemning the grisly murder. Instead, jumps right back out to the golf course. That is not someone that seems like we will track them down. We will hunt them down, as President Bush had said. But this story that he is ready to announce executive action in allowing 5 million illegals, and you have people like Illinois Democrat Representative Luis Gutierrez all excited. Let me hear, guys, where he says it's music to his ears. The idea that I believe it's cut two, the president making this move is music to his ears. We all need to get ready, almost like the birth of Christ. It's like John the Baptist. We all need to get ready for the 5 million permanent residents coming and crashing into the country. Let's hear cut. This is Representative Gutierrez.
But I think if the president takes such a move, it's music to my ears that someone would have a source at the White House that say it's 5 million. Let me just say, tomorrow, the next day, and all of this week, we're getting ready.
We are getting ready. Out to your phone calls. Line 6 is John listening on WABC. John, you're next up on the Savage Nation. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you today?
Very well. Go right ahead, John.
I'm sitting in traffic on the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway, heading out of Manhattan, and across the other side, heading into Manhattan, two men standing at the sunroof of their car, one with an Arabic flag and one with another flag. As I opened up my window, and I said to him, what kind of flag is that? He said, it's a Sahara flag, you. And he cursed at me. And he laughed, and they're sitting in traffic with people all around them with a Hamas flag out of the roof of their car.
John, and that is right. You are, New York is literally ground zero on the terrorist attack. John, how can this be going on where they feel so brazen, where the terrorists are now waving flags and demonstrating right in the heart of New York City on which bridge is it?
This is the Brooklyn-Queens
Expressway. The Brooklyn-Queens Expressway?
Bridge, right. I cannot believe the goal of these people. And how our country and our people and our president has let this happen to our nation. I'm listening to what you're saying. People are coming over the border in droves. What has happened to us as citizens? Why is no one standing up and paying attention? Are we all that stupid, all that brainwashed by the government and by universities? Have we all just lost our minds?
Thank you for the call, John. Folks, think of this. I mean, years ago, it used to be the squeegee men. Now, you have terrorists waving flags, Lincoln Tunnel, Brooklyn Bridge, Brooklyn Queens Expressway, the LIE, waving flags like they have conquered. You have a Russian tourist that just climbed one of the bridges. Where is the security? Where is the president? Where is Homeland Security? Now he's getting set to allow 5 million illegals to come in. And what have they done? Declared war on the police. That's really what happened, right, in Missouri. The police are evil. War in the police. Tell them to get back. Make them think twice before jumping into action. Turning Americans, civil unrest, as we are under attack. And the president laughing it up on the golf course with his friends. Jeremy is on line 9, listening on WBAP in Dallas. Jeremy, you're next on the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Michael Savage. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, John. How are you doing today?
Very well, Jeremy. Go right ahead.
I'm remembering back to high school, and I remember in our history class that we were told that there's a law out there to prevent civil or public unrest.
that anyone inciting civil or public unrest, that isn't there a law against that? Because all I'm hearing from Reverend Sharpton is how great this kid was and how bad everybody else is, white people, police, everybody. He's trying to make a case for people to rise up and create something that the rest of the administration is allowing, and that's the Civil War.
You know, thank you for the call, Jeremy. You know, anyone else would be called that they are inciting a riot. But for some reason, Sharpton is allowed to get away with it. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Boy, that last call is amazing. I mean, now, that brazen in New York City, waving the flag of Hamas, waving the flag during rush hour traffic in New York, of waving the flag of basically a terrorist organization. Is that what now New Yorkers have to put up with, having the mayor that they do? That if you're going into the Holland Tunnel or the Lincoln Tunnel or the George Washington Bridge, that now you have to deal with terrorist organizations proudly laughing and waving flags as the president gets set executive order to allow 5 million criminals, 5 million people that want you to pay for everything, 5 million people that want to come in and have you pay for their health care, their school. You have to feed them, clothe them. And what do they do? Send out, oh, yeah, the border children, as each border children then has a group of adults coming with them. This is a time you have to call your representative. We are under attack both nationally and internationally. And many of you calling, defending the president, well, he's entitled to a vacation. Leave the guy alone. He was on the golf course. Leo is listening on WMAL, is next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Leo.
Hey, John. A couple points here. One of the things that the administration doesn't realize, that by alienating your military, which they're very good at, and scoping them back, and then alienating your police force, when he tries to institute martial law, he's not going to have anybody that's going to back. Secondly, the military, we lost a two-star general in the same month, within 30 days, that we lost Foley, two horrid slaughterings of Americans, and this guy decides to go. He didn't even go to the general's funeral, and we haven't lost a general in combat since Vietnam. The outrage that we the people... They keep pushing. We the people are going to stand up. And when we stand up, they're not going to like what they see. It's coming.
I hope so, Leo. Let me go to Jamar on line 3. He's listening on WABC. Where are the New York police? Where's Homeland Security? Terrorist organizations waving flags so blatantly. Broad daylight in New York. Jamar, you're next on the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Michael Savage. Hello, Jamar.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well, Jamar. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to say that it's kind of disgusting me that people have fallen into the trap. And I see, you know, you have liberals taking sides for this young man. You have conservatives taking sides of the police officers, but we don't really know all the facts. You know, the only eyewitnesses that was there on the ground, that was documented, they're all saying the same story. This young man never attacked the cop. So why I don't understand why people on the radio, such as yourself, like you did a little while ago, saying that this young man attacked the cop. That makes no sense.
Well, there was an eyewitness that was there. They have on tape, Jamar, that basically said that he punched the police officer, Michael Brown did, then went for his gun, then was mocking him, and then started to charge after him, and that the officer felt that maybe he had been wounded, even going unconscious. But Jamar, when you said we don't know all the facts, if we don't know all the facts, why did everyone start to riot, and why did they start screaming that a police officer had shot an unarmed, gentle, giant teenager, Jamar? What about that?
I'm not in agree with that either, because obviously the tapes of him being in some shop taking some stuff from some guy, that shows that he wasn't a gentle giant.
That's
my
right.
Thing is this. We don't want to take sides of anything. And the bad part about it is that person you're talking about was, I believe, on a radio show, and she spoke to the police officer's wife.
Yep.
Right?
That's
so
right.
She wasn't even there. So,
well, but there are, if you dig. Thank you, Jamar. If you do dig, there are eyewitnesses that back up the police account. 1-855-400-7282. Savage, 1-855-400-7282. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. Our phone number, 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282, sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is John DePietro. Let's go to line two. Jonathan is listening on WMAL. Jonathan, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I think that this officer is behaving suspiciously. I mean, we haven't heard from him. There's been no incident report. We don't know his set of facts of what happened. Why is he keeping hiding everything away from us if what he said is true?
Because he's in hiding, Jonathan. His life has been threatened. He's following the police officer's Bill of Rights. After something like this, the police are trying to protect him, follow the investigation. He is one of our everyday heroes. He's an urban soldier. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. The website is michaelsavage.com. This is the Savage Nation. John DePietro sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You don't understand that Michael Brown does not want to be remembered for a riot. He wants to be remembered as the one that made America deal with how we're going to police in the United States. This is not about you.
Not at all. Not at all.
This is about justice. This is about fairness.
That is the voice of Reverend Al Sharpton. You're tuned to the Savage Nation. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, my name is John DePietro. If you'd like to call the program, be on it. Our phone number, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Sitting in today, Dr. Savage will be back with you tomorrow. Don't worry, despite the earthquake, he is unharmed, and he'll be broadcasting tomorrow from a secured location. That is Al Sharpton from MSNBC seizing the moment, jumping in on the situation in Ferguson, inflaming the crowd in Ferguson, and speaking out at the funeral for Michael Brown. Boy, what a difference from a teenager who had drugs in his system, who's a large guy, who was seen on that video strong-arming a robbery, by all accounts, attacked the police officer, instigated the fight, went for his gun. What did we hear? Oh, unarmed teenager shot. Well, instead, it sounds like Michael Brown did not respect the police, instigated this altercation. Witnesses say he had charged at the officer, mocking him, and then obviously, then the officer, trying to defend himself, fight for his life, had to use a show of force. And then we've seen what has taken place since. Let's go out to your phone call, starting with Larry on line six, listening in Huntsville, Alabama, on WVNN. Larry, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Larry.
Hey, I have to take, first of all, how are you doing today?
Very well, Larry. Go right ahead.
I have to take
opposition, whatever words you want to use here, to calling someone a hero who shoots an unarmed man. Now, if I have an intruder come in my house and I use lethal force unnecessarily and I'm not wearing a badge, I get treated as the bad guy every time. But unfortunately, these police officers are beginning to think, as you look across the country, more and more shootings, less and less justification. And you have every other police officer standing behind the police officers who are rogue and out here doing some of these things. I dare say shooting an unarmed man does not make you a hero. And what it ought to do, it ought to make good police officers out there feel ashamed that they have to bear the mark of these rogue police officers that think they can take the law in their own hands and that nothing's going to happen. But I do want to say, as they start to take our freedom away, what are we going to fight? Are we going to fight nuns from the Catholic Church, or are we going to fight police officers when we start resisting this tyrannical government? Police officers are not the heroes that you're making them out to be.
Larry, you're wrong, and I'll tell you why. Do you have any idea what it's like, just the daily life of police, especially police in urban cities, going into difficult situations? Who do they deal with? They deal with people that are on the wrong side of the law. Do you have any idea what it's like in pitch black, you're alone, and you have to pull over a vehicle, and you're walking to that vehicle, and you don't know whether or not you're going to see your friends and family before, because in that vehicle could be some nut who has a body in the trunk and thinks you know, even though you're just pulling them out for going through a stop sign or a taillight? Some of my best friends are police officers. My grandfather was a police officer. They get called in. They don't get to ask if they know the person, who the person. They get called into a situation, domestic disputes. How about that police officer last week turned his back for 1 second. He dropped a thing of keys, and a man practically beat him to death. You are dead wrong, Larry, to go after the police. And yes, you know, see, they are to be respected, Larry, and they are regarded, and they should be regarded as everyday heroes. Do you, Larry, every day on the street there's more illegal guns, and who has to deal with that, Larry? The police.
They do not have to. They choose to, and I do not like hearing people take their incompetence, if that's what you want to call it, and use it as an excuse for why their job's so tough. Nobody made you be a police officer.
Somebody has to be the police officer, Larry. And at the same time, you know, look what the police are under. Oh, the good police work. Oh, you can't pull somebody over. That's racial profiling. Look what they go in New York. All the groups always coming after them. You can't ask someone what their name is. You can't ask them if they have an ID. You have to deal with foreign languages, people coming in from other countries. And, Larry, the police, Larry, thank you for the call, but you, they are still our first line of defense. And they are our urban soldiers, men and women that have to deal with that. Would you want that type of job, having to deal with people like that, that disrespect you, that spit at your car, that throw things at your car, and that all these people like Sharpton riling people up as if the police are the bad guy? As one police officer said, anyone that follows my instruction doesn't have a problem with me, right? You get pulled over. What should you do? Put on your light, license and registration. Show some respect. You know, I am tired of trying to make these people into heroes or martyrs. Rodney King was not a martyr. Yeah, people forget Rodney King led the police on a 6-mile chase. Do you have any idea the adrenaline going through a guy that will not stop? Now, I think this report is going to show that this officer was fearing of his life. What kind of person is that going for the police officer's gun? You do that, all bets are off. What do you think? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1. First-time callers are welcome. You want to disagree, that's fine. I come down on the side of the police. 1-855-400-7282. James is listening on WJR Detroit. James, you're next on the Savage Nation, sitting in for Michael Savage. This is John DePietro. Hello, James.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Very well. Go right ahead, James.
Hey, first, I just want to say, first and foremost, Shelton and Jesse, I mean, every time they're almost as a racial thing, they want to now come out the door. Those guys are never around when it's a white problem or Hispanic problem or anything like that. It's just strictly for publicity, and that's it. Those guys need to be just shut down. As for the last caller, what he doesn't understand is that I'm currently a Marine, so what he doesn't understand is I agree with exactly what you said. If you go for my gun, it's all game. It's fair game, but at that point, you have to think about it, and again, you have to be in a situation to understand it, but how many times do I shoot that person? I mean, that's really, you know, what it comes down to.
But there's sometimes when that adrenaline rushes, you do. You have to put a little bit more rounds in the person vice a person who's just completely, you know, sober. Now you're including drugs. You know how many, like, bullets and rounds it takes for a person on drugs to go down?
Right.
People don't think about that.
And, James, thank you for the call, James, and thank you for your service. Folks, be smart. If it's between you and someone else and somebody's going home that night, do you think the family says, you know, he didn't make it out of there alive, but at least he only shot one? I mean, what is that? Listen, this is very simple. We need to support the police and respect the police. Now, Mark is on line 9, listening in Connecticut on WDRC. Mark, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mark.
Thanks for having me on. Before I get to why I called, I just got to say, what I've observed, I'm 54 years old, the Larrys of the world always seem to come out in these times, and what I've observed is usually they've been troublemakers throughout their life, and that's why they feel that way. So anyway, that's my comment on that.
Agreed.
We don't know his past, but I would bet you $100 he's had some issues with cops in his life to have that type of attitude. So last night I'm sitting on my couch, and after working my two jobs, I want to wind down. I'm doing everything in my power not to see any news, and especially about ISIS or Ferguson.
Yep.
And I'm channel surfing. I come across the MTV Awards.
Now, I watched the last night, the VMAs.
Yeah. So the MTV Awards are live, and I put it on. I said, okay, well, I'll see what this is about. Within a minute, this angry man is on the stage. I don't know if he's an actor or an artist. He spews some kind of paragraph about freedoms and rights.
Yep.
And then asks everybody to have a moment of silence for Michael Brown.
That's right.
Now, while I'm watching this moment of silence, I'm waiting for one person in the crowd, because if I was there, I probably would have got kicked out. Not one person said anything.
That's
during
right.
The moment of silence or yep. Afterwards.
You're right, Mark.
And I was just absolutely disgusted.
And, Mark, did you see the singer Nicki Minaj? I mean, what message is that to young girls of color? Did you see her dancing and basically what was the biggest part of her body that she was flaunting and putting in the camera? It was like a big joke, Mark.
I'll tell you this. The less than minute I saw that, I shut it off. I literally was channel surfing.
Wow.
Came across that. I just was appalled that nobody was brave enough.
Yep.
To yell something out.
No. Well, and look at what, thank you for the call, Mark. Look at how the weekend was marred. First of all, Common, I believe he performed at the president's inauguration 2 years ago. That's number one. Number two, here's what the media won't highlight. Look what happened Saturday night. You had Suge Knight, who's big in the rap community. He did time in prison. He's been shot before. He's been involved with different. He was shot at a party for Chris Brown. And that wasn't, you know, was it the police involved with that? No. Was it, you know, supposedly with some rival black gang members going after rapper Chris Brown and ended up shooting one of his party guests? I mean, that is a disgrace. And they didn't even mention that during the, quote, moment of silence from Mike Brown at the VMAs last night. But if you saw this Nicki Minaj, that was like the big joke of the night, that she was going to get up and basically just dance and put her behind in the camera. And the place was going crazy. And then, you know, it's never mentioned. It's never condemned. You know, does everyone else applaud that type of behavior? Is this the type of role model? What are young people supposed to get out of that? That the Saturday night, there's gunplay at the party for the pre-party, and then that's the highlight of the night, Nicki Minaj getting up and shaking her behind in the camera. Yeah, congratulations. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. The website is michaelsavage.com. You're listening to the Savage Nation. More of your phone calls coming up. Again, John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
The cop was not on his job. I think he has a problem with himself. I think he took his authority too far. and was not thinking with a conscious mind at all.
That is the mother of Michael Brown when she appeared on the Today Show. You're listening to the Savage Nation, sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is John DePietro taking your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. The website is michaelsavage.com. And just a reminder, remember, you can order right now. Go onto the website. October 7th, it is coming. The book that is going to take America by storm. Yet another brilliant book. And you can go to the website and pre-order it right now. Just go to michaelsavage.com. Already, people are getting excited about it, and people are ordering the new Michael Savage book, Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth, Stop Obama from Declaring Martial War. Pre-order it today. Let's go back out to your phone calls. Line one is Ellen, listening on WABC. Ellen, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Ellen.
Hello. Thank you so much, Mr. DePietro, for taking my call.
Very welcome.
I just want to tell you what I think, because I'm in a lot of pain. I've been on pain, since he started in office, or a year later. Why doesn't anyone wake up? Why don't they make the House and the Senate come back to work? I put my children into college. I paid a fortune to do that, and they learned to love Obama and that kind of a government. That's what they are learning. I can't even speak to them about my feelings. They will not listen to me. That's the way they feel, and that's the way they learned. You're using a station that goes with you, that goes to a station that the callers love Obama, that they call and they let them understand. In a kind, we should go to a station that loves Obama, and we should tell them in a kind and patient way why this is now happening. He is being controlled by a group of people outside of our country who want to take over our government. He is the rat that was placed in this position. He starts work at 10, 11 o'clock at 8 a.m. He doesn't care. He's being controlled. He hates our country. He has a group that belongs to this, and it's a dangerous situation. He's out of the office. He has already done playing golf. He goes on trips. Why doesn't he come home when an important thing like this, a disaster in our country, has happened? He doesn't care. He has already done this, and the House and Senate never voted for some of the things that he's put through in office without being allowed and without even being voted on. This is a dangerous situation. People have to learn what's going on in our country and what our children are being taught by some of these teachers.
Thank you for the call, Ellen. Let me go to line six. And Kerry, who's calling us from New York. Kerry, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Kerry.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Go right ahead, Kerry.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to thank you for giving this the time that it deserves for the community's awareness. I'm a police officer in the state of New York.
Thank you for doing that, Kerry.
You're welcome. I enjoy my job, and I took this job because I like to help the people. And I just wanted to comment on the resistance that I've noted the past few weeks since this whole incident began in Ferguson. You know, I don't know if anyone's following the other law enforcement dangerous situations that we've had in our country, but there's been more and more resistance toward cops the past couple weeks. You know, some that have involved police-related shootings. Everyone is just up in arms. And I get it. I get everyone's misunderstanding. They don't have the education that we have. But our job is dangerous enough without everyone just being so against any law enforcement inquiry. And it's been, I mean, just like I'm saying, I've noted an increase in everyone's resistance and questioning, and that's fine. That's everyone's right. They should question. But to be so resistant to the point of danger, it's just becoming more and more dangerous with every passing day.
It is, Kerry, and it's wrong. Thank you for the call. And how about yesterday? You know, I was watching ABC This Week with Stephanopoulos, and one of the reporters, Pierre Thomas, they actually use the term execution. I can't stand that when it comes to Michael Brown. 1-855-400-7282. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I would be lying if I said I'm still
got anger in my heart. And I got revenge on my mind. But I can't be no fool. Like MB say, we got to do it the right way.
That is the uncle of Michael Brown. He was laid to rest today. He was the young man involved with the confrontation with the police officer who then fired six shots. Today was Michael Brown's funeral. You're listening and tuned to the Savage Nation, sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, who will be back tomorrow broadcasting. This is John DePietro. You can call the Savage Nation at 1-855-400-SAVAGE or 1-855-400-7282. I started to mention, I can't stand that yesterday, I think it was Pierre Thomas on This Week with George Stephanopoulos saying, you know, they still need to determine, was it a matter of a police officer defending himself using force, or was it an execution? That is so insulting. What a terrible thing to say, an execution. No, we saw an execution last week. We saw James Foley. And this whole business of whether or not the video was documented or doctored and maybe it was actually executed off camera, regardless, he is gone. He was decapitated. He was an American who was killed for no other reason other than being an American. That is an execution. That is someone who was executed. To call it that is if the police officer was just riding down the street and just decided to kill someone. This anti-police is disgraceful. The police deserve respect. Of course there are some bad police. Everyone who listening right now has not encountered someone that pulled you over, seemed over the top, seemed abrasive, when then you walk away like, whoa. Or how about, it doesn't matter. And yes, they are more aggressive with young kids. But that goes for all kids. You know, I've seen, yes, police officer, they are more aggressive towards college kids and give them a harder time. Or who hasn't sometimes been mixed up with something? And the police threaten, you know, go back to your car or whatever, or you're coming downtown, or you want to get arrested. But every occupation has that. You know, that's why there are great police, and then there's mediocre police, and then there are poor police. But it's like that for doctors. It's like that for furniture salesmen, for anybody. Yes, who hasn't encountered someone? But in the end, if your life is on the line, or there's domestic abuse, someone being shot at, or someone comes into your house, who do? You then have to depend on the police. But we don't attack them. We don't berate them. We don't try to instigate trouble with them. Yes, and if there's a bad cop, then they need to be held accountable. But I can't stand this thought. I can't believe that was allowed on ABC. Executed. That is just someone trying to inflame the situation. There's no other way to look at it. Let's go to line one and Jason, who's listening to the Savage Nation on WRJ. Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir. My theory on the whole thing is if you don't want to get shot, you don't want to get in trouble by the cops, or anybody for that matter, you follow Obama's foreign policy. Don't do stupid stuff.
That's right. Well, Jason, you look at Michael Brown, Jason. He looked like a pretty good-sized guy, didn't he?
Yeah, I think I'd be a little bit intimidated.
Yeah.
And I'm former military.
Yep, the gentle giant who was willing to strong-arm in a robbery. And what were they told? You know, people go back. They were walking in the middle of the street. Now, the police officer, yeah, asked them to walk not in the middle of the street, walk on the sidewalk. But, Jason, what if that was me or you riding along? What are we supposed to do, follow behind as they're just walking down the street? Now, I'm not saying that, you know, they're not breaking windows, they're not robbing people, but that's a form of intimidation. All right, so what? So they're kids. That's stupid. But they, you know, all right, then don't walk in the middle of the street. What are the police supposed to do? Just let them go along like that? Thank you for the call, Jason. I mean, it's so ridiculous after a while. You know, I understand, yes, there have been instances of police brutality. But yes, you know, the police will be the first ones to tell you they want cameras on the cars. They want cameras there. You know, if there was a camera, would Michael Brown have gone for his gun if there was a camera there? You know, how about, you know, no one reports on the fact that many of the protesters were screaming, oh, they threw tear gas at us, even though the police, they didn't. They threw a smoke bomb just to clear the crowd. Yeah, I'm so upset with the police. I'm going to burn down your store and break all the windows and steal. Give me a break. 1-855-400-7282. You can call in. You can call in. Line 4 is John, and he's listening in Birmingham, Alabama, and he's next on the Savage Nation. Sitting in for Dr. Savage is John DePietro. Hello, John.
Hello.
Go right ahead, John.
I just want to comment, people are too free with the word hero. When a police officer signs up to be a policeman, it's part of his job description to go out and do what they do. Also, the military that go overseas that do things, they're all called heroes. Heroes are people that go beyond the call of duty. In this case, with the young teenager that was shot, that cop should have disabled him rather than shooting him dead.
You don't know what the situation was.
Things like that are not heroes.
Heroes are
ones that do things to protect people and help them. He could have disabled him, and if the boy would have been guilty of committing a crime, he would have gone to jail.
What does that mean, disable him?
They could have taken a taser or something like that.
Oh, here we go.
You know, they brought in all kinds of military-type equipment to handle the situation, and all they would have had to do was give each officer a taser.
How do you know that he wasn't going for his gun? How do you know he wasn't going for his gun? Is that what you would do if someone, John, if I pulled a gun on you, would you pull a taser?
Did he have the gun?
You know, we don't know. Thank you for the call. We don't know. You know, all this Monday morning quarterbacking and second guessing, I'll tell you what we do know. We had a situation in Ferguson, Missouri, and you had a president of the United States that had an opportunity. I thought he was supposed to bring us all together. He had an opportunity to put this in perspective and quell the situation, and he didn't. Instead, he flamed it up as we were waiting for a, you know, if I had a son, he'd look like Michael Brown in one of those types of moments. You know, and what else have we learned? Do you know that the president is getting set to allow 5 million illegals to stay in this country? An Obama army of 5 million that don't pledge allegiance to a flag but pledge allegiance to him? Is that a leader? Someone that stood up and said, yes, an American, James Foley, was decapitated for what? What was Foley's crime? Being an American. And where was the president 30 minutes after that? Teeing off on the golf course. That is just pathetic. And many of you that defend him, I mean, that is reprehensible. That is not leadership. Andrew is on line 7 listing on KSFO. Andrew, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, good day, sir. I think we're focusing on too much the problem of trying to find who's at fault, although we do need to find out who's at fault. But I believe that what we need to do is figure out how to set up a protocol for people to, you know, when dealing with police officers. It's not enough to just follow the officer's orders because each officer is different. I feel that we need some sort of a protocol to teach people how to interact with police when they're being detained. Now, I've had the honor and privilege of being arrested by every police department from San Francisco to San Jose. Half of those times, I was armed. I have never gotten shot. I have never had an officer draw a weapon on me or threaten me. Usually when I'm being arrested, I would say something like to the officer to make him comfortable. I'd say, officer, if you don't mind, for your safety and my comfort, I'd like to take a seat in here on the ground. And most of the time, the officer was responded by saying, sure, go ahead. It'd make him feel more comfortable.
Sure.
And, you know, and it takes away the possibility for miscommunication and misreading each other's actions when I did that. Now, I think people need to learn how to be arrested properly, detained. I don't care if you got to sit down on the ground, throw your ID in front of you, you know, to cooperate with the officer. But there's got to be a way that a procedure that we all know, nationwide knows, okay, this is what you do when you're being detained, questioned. So that you act a certain way so that there's no possibility for an officer to misread your actions and no way for you to misread the, you know, not giving the chance for the officer to misbehave, you know.
I know, but Andrew, thank you for the call. Andrew, what we're talking about is basic respect, though. All right, that's what we're really talking about, is basic respect. But, you know, look at the larger picture. Why should anyone respect the police when the president of the United States does not even respect the laws of the nation? The president of the United States is about to grant amnesty to 5 million people that broke the law coming in here. And look in the mirror. They want you to pay for their life, for their health care, their education, for them to get free food. Why should people respect police? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to line 6. Carlton is calling and listening in Louisiana. Carlton, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Carlton.
Hello.
Hello, Carlton.
Yes, I was calling to comment on the Mike Brown situation.
Yes, sir.
You know, I do believe in law enforcement. You know, they're there to serve and protect. But, you know, it's the media and the media and some of the people, you know, like the media on some talk show, you know, they're on the side with the white cop. And the blacks are on the side with Michael Brown. Why don't we all just let the courts decide all this? All this going back and forth with what Barack's saying and what this other guy's saying. We should just leave it alone and let the court determine. Because it's all... To me, it's all a racial thing that's going on, and that's a war.
I know that, Carlton, but don't you see? Didn't you watch all the rioting and the protesting and throwing things at the police and CNN saying that police should, you know, they got to toughen up? What did Anderson Cooper say? That it's okay if you throw plastic bottles filled with urine on them? Carlton, isn't it, you know, who's the aggressor here? Is it the police or is it the community that suddenly went after the police?
Yeah, I don't believe in none of that stuff that was going on, you know, but they should do respect the police. You know, they were there to secure and make sure nothing goes on, you know.
You're exactly right, Carlton. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Richard on line 2, listening on WMAL. Richard, you're next on the Savage Nation, sitting in for Michael Savage. This is John DePietro. Hello, Richard.
I appreciate that. Yes, the point I would like to make is just a comment to start out with. I'm a homeowner, and I pay taxes, and part of those taxes go to my police department for my county, my state. And I'd like to say that I do appreciate them because if I need them, they're there. I think the point that's getting missed in Ferguson is the rights of the business owners, the homeowners, and the residents of that city. They have rights, too. And I haven't heard one person comment on that. You know, the police are there to protect them, and
yes,
that's the case.
Yes, and that's a very good point, Richard. But, you know, that all of that is overlooked. You know, what about their rights? What about the people that are there? What about the people that don't want to go along with the mob? What about that store owner, the supposed allegedly Michael Brown and the other guy robbed? What about their rights? 1-855-400-7282. It's 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You're listening to the Savage Nation. Remember, our website is michaelsavage.com. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro. Let's go to Kerry on line 4, who's listening in Alabama. Kerry, you're next on the Savage Nation.
I have a couple of comments. One, racism in this country, people throw around that word. Anytime you don't agree with someone, you must be a racist. And I'm real tired of that. Also, journalists in this country are absolutely worthless. You know, they don't print the truth anymore. We used to be able to count on, if it was in the paper, it was the truth. It's not the truth anymore. They lie, they put in things that they know aren't factual, and they never fix it later when it's proven that it's not factual. We can't count on the news. Who do we go to? I mean, we can go...
You bring up a good point, Kerry, and that is why I highly recommend you pre-order Dr. Savage's book. You know, she raises a good point, and that's why you have to seek out sources where you can truly find out what's going on. And one of the places that I recommend you go to, if you want to find out unfiltered, is go to michaelsavage.com and pre-order today Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth by Michael Savage. It's coming out October 7th. Stop Obama from Declaring Martial War. There's different links, and you can find out what's really going on. We'll take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. Our phone number 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro. Out to the phones we go. Patricia on line 7 is listening on WBOB in Jacksonville. Patricia, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Impeached Obama yet. They said they had that it was in process, yet they're not impeaching him. All the laws he broke, they will not do nothing about him. Then he goes over there and starts more stuff with Ferguson. Before he can even find out the whole facts, he starts a racial thing. And that's all he's doing is getting black and whites fighting. He lets the Panthers go wild, which they're a terrorist bunch. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, all of them. NAACP, all they do is keep racial stuff going. Yet it's okay for them to cause black and whites to fight in our country. Then he wants to bring in all these illegal people over here, knowing that we're already sinking. He is the biggest traitor we have ever had. And I don't, even with our military, he can't even acknowledge and honor our military. He is the biggest disgrace to our country there has ever been.
Patricia, he doesn't seem to be bringing the country together, does he? No, he does not. Well, remember, the website is michaelsavage.com. You've been listening to the Savage Nation, sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is John DePietro, and stay tuned to the Savage Nation.
Savage.